We didn't get the same level of fun with the Texas Constitution this year that we had in the last session. There was, however, an amendment I think that's worth pointing out. House Joint Resolution 34, which is on page 4 of the report. This pairs with House Bill 492, which is on page 35 of the report, It takes effect if the constitutional amendment proposed by House Joint Resolution 34 is passed by voters in November. This would amend Article 7, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution by adding subsection E, which would allow the legislature to pass a bill declaring that a person living in an area declared as a disaster area by the governor can receive a temporary exemption from property taxation for a portion of the appraised value of the property. So this is part of the Harvey relief that I mentioned before. The goal behind it appears to be that if your house is damaged or partially destroyed by a hurricane or other storm, you can go and apply for an exemption to a portion of the value of the property. The legislative side of it, House Bill 492, adds a new section to the tax code, section 11.34, which essentially consists of tangible personal property, an improvement to real property, or a manufactured home that's located in a disaster area declared by the governor to be eligible for this exemption. It has to be at least 15% damaged by the disaster, and that has to be determined by the chief appraiser of the county in which the property is located. It applies prospectively, so for years after the disaster, and it's partially dependent, and I need clarification on this, on whether the taxing unit adopts the exemption for the taxable year in which the disaster occurs. There's a bunch of levels for these exemptions, I guess a level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, depending on whether the property is 15% damaged, damaged in a range between 15 and a higher percentage, or totally destroyed at level 4. This would take effect January 1st, 2020, if, and just given the type of relief it has, probably when it is approved by voters this November. As practitioners, it may not be as much of a concern, but as citizens, it's something that's good to tell your neighbors about, particularly in light of all the folks who were hit by Harvey. Moving on to the estates code, and when I give this report, as you can tell, there are far too many bills to hit every single one of these. And one of the things we've talked about in the committee is what we call expertise bias. My practice these days focuses predominantly on title litigation and then a little bit of commercial landlord-tenant litigation. So things on those bills or things that affect litigation procedures tend to stand out to me. For those of you in the room, there's going to be something else that jumps out at you. We're always looking to improve the report even after it's published. I think my contact information is included in there. If you want to email me afterwards, if you've got any thoughts on anything, feel free to do so. We'd love to get that in the report. Because right now I can tell you the bullet points of this does this, this, and this. Unless the bill has any particular meaning to me, chances are you're just going to get that kind of check-the-box overview. Another point on that is that it is easier to report on an obligation that has been imposed rather than a restriction that has been lifted. And in some cases, it's the lifting of the restrictions that's actually the far more significant aspect of things. So there tends to be a bias in giving these presentations towards telling you what your clients have to do, not what they can do now. So I just want to make that clear. And it's customary, I have a little cotton mouth and need to get a little water, so there we go. Moving to the estates code, if you go to page 5 of the report, I'm going to talk about House Bill 2782 and Senate Bill 874 together. These are two bills I think that fall into that category of legislative cleanup I mentioned before. A couple sessions ago, we had transfer on death deeds passed by the legislature. These are also known as ladybird deeds. These are instruments that allow folks to convey property to a grantee after they die. The grantee records an affidavit of death and the property is vested in them and it avoids probate. Seems nice enough. As it turns out, I guess there's been some issues with that. Our friends in the oil and gas sector have had some problems with mineral leases and what these do with respect to interests in connection with mineral leases. So House Bill 2782, it's pretty broad and I can't get into all the issues, but for this purpose, it amends Estates Code Section 114.102 and makes some concessions to those oil and gas folks I mentioned. It provides that a transfer on death deed is void as to the subsequent filing of a valid instrument conveying the interest, which I guess can include a mineral lease. And the legislation also amends the statute to include the phrase, or a memorandum sufficient to give notice of the conveyance of the interest. And I guess this is commonly because mineral leases, oftentimes there will be a memorandum of lease recorded, not the actual lease. And they want to make clear that a transfer of death deed does not affect the mineral lease, that they can keep producing their oil and or gas and work things out from there. Senate Bill 874 amends Section 22.02A of the Estates Code, and it repeals the statutory form for the transfer on death deed that the legislature came up with two sessions ago. It commands the Texas Supreme Court to promulgate a new form of transfer on death deed. I'm not sure exactly why the legislature felt the need to repeal the statutory form. The only reasoning I can think of is that some types of confusion arose and they think that the Supreme Court can get it better. So once again, we have the legislature punting to us, and then we'll probably see the Texas Supreme Court. I mean, at least they can promulgate a form, but as we know their habits are lately, they like to punt it back to the legislature and say, you write it right. So the cycle goes on.